This is Dr. Oliveros dictating for February the 12th of 2024. The first patient is Karen McCracken. The last name is McCracken. The first name is Karen, Karen. Clinical case of a 65-year-old white female, a patient of Dr. Saint St. Fleur, F-L-E-U-R, who is referred to this office because of the presence of CKD 4. The patient knows that she has been CKD 4 for several years. The patient has been taking the Farxiga, and the administration of furosemide has been changed from 40 milligrams to 20 milligrams. And the reason for the change was evidence of prurigo nodularis. Today, she comes with laboratory workup in which the serum creatinine was reported to 2.7 milligrams per deciliter. The estimated GFR is 19, and the BUN has come down from 80 to 65. We are going to advise the patient to maintain a body weight of 162 pounds. She's 164. She went from 158 to 164. But 162 pounds is about the body weight that she needs. She has pitting edema that is 2/4. She has the protein excretion that is a 1.1 grams per gram of creatinine. This proteinuria has been oscillating between 700 and 1100. There is no evidence of alterations in the serum electrolytes. The serum potassium is borderline 4.9. The thought of adding finerenone is going to be postponed because she has such a borderline kidney function. And we don't want to cause hyperkalemia. However, if the tendency of the proteinuria is to increase, we have to just prescribe the finerenone to see if we can control this proteinuria. Number two, the patient has a hyperuricemia. She has a history of kidney stones, but and these stones are followed by Dr. Onishi, O-N-Y-I-S-H-I. With the administration of the 300 milligrams of allopurinol, the uric acid came down from 9 milligrams per deciliter to 3.3 milligrams per deciliter. Following number, anemia. This anemia has been treated at the Florida Cancer Center. Infusions of iron has been given times 3. And she is supposed to have a control coming up and I'm sure the administration of appropriate will be done. Following number, the patient has coronary artery disease. This coming week, the patient is going to Dr. Nguyen, W-I-N, for the stress test. Period. Following number, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. However, the blood pressure reading is 110 over 43. Paragraph. The patient has been stable, and we are going to continue with the same approach, decrease the amount of fluid that she drinks, decrease in the body weight, monitor the anemia, as well as the blood sugar. I neglected to mention that the blood sugar in this patient has been under control. The latest hemoglobin A1C that was done February the 7th was 6.4. Paragraph, I spent 10 minutes reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face, 16 minutes, in the documentation, 9 minutes.